Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. It's Tiffany Williams Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, coming to you every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Relationships 360, yours truly and my guest provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain top-notch relationships. And tonight, we have a divorce coach on the show, and if you don't know what that is, you're going to find out in just a couple of minutes. Her name is Tawan Lowe. She works out of Washington, D.C. Tawan and I met at the Bringing Sexy Back Conference about a month ago in Baltimore, and she stood up and introduced herself to the other 40 or so married and engaged women that were there to get pointers on how to spice up their relationships and lay the groundwork for the kind of marriages that will last a lifetime. And during her elevator pitch, she made a comment about how successful women put down their men and nag them to the point that they want to get the heck out of Dodge, get out of the marriage. And I immediately knew at that point after hearing her talk that I wanted her to come on the program to discuss tonight's topic, and that is why successful women seem to be living single, in a lot of cases, lonely in large numbers. Tawan, I'm glad that we're able to connect again. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
And she has a little bit of that Maryland accent going on. I like it. We've actually, the last couple of weeks, we've had guests that were from the South, one from Atlanta, one from Tennessee. So really, really enjoying the diversity of the guests that we've had on the program. And you guys can call in and talk to Tawan and myself or Miss T. I call her Miss T as well, at 714-409-0610. And that number is on the show's Blog Talk Radio page as well. And our crew has also posted it inside the chat room where many of you, I see you guys are pouring in. You can see it there in the chat room where you can always type in your questions and comments as well. And again, if you want to join the conversation by phone, give us a ring at 714-409-0610. And please, please, please click the raise hand icon if you wish to speak, else I'm going to think you're just hanging out listening by phone. And, of course, if you can't get close to a phone, you can post your comments or questions in our chat room, and Ms. T and I will address them live on the air. Tawan, I mentioned that many of our listeners haven't heard of a divorce coach. They've probably heard of a marriage coach, but not a divorce coach. Can you kind of tell us what that is and how you fell into that line of work?
Okay, a divorce coach is something is a new niche that's coming on with coaching. And divorce coach, some can do very different things. Some divorce coaches just work with you through the financial piece of it, just trying to get you through so you can understand your legal rights and as you go through the process. For me, what I concentrate is providing support to the woman through the emotional piece of it so that she can have clarity and focus and make the right decisions that she needs for her family and herself and to recreate a life anew. Because one of the things women do fear is, how do I start over? How do I be married for 25 years and now me and my spouse are no longer together and now I have to start my life over? So my concentration is really working on the emotional piece, helping them deal with the anger, what to do with the anger, helping them change their self-talk, because there is a stigma and negative talk that comes with being divorced. So I work on their self-talk, I work on their self-worth, their self-esteem, and really just try to build them up and navigate them through the process, because it is a rigorous process. There are lawyers, there are CPAs, there's so much that you have to do, and if you don't have your emotions under control, your emotions will dictate your decisions. And marriage is about relationship, but when it comes to getting a divorce, it's about business. And there's no room really for a lot of emotions when it comes to making decisions that's going to impact you and your family for a lifetime. So that's
wow,
what I try
Juan,
to help.
Wow, Juan, I feel like I need to come and see you. Of course, I've, you know, a couple of years removed from my divorce looking to get remarried, but sounds like you do a lot of great work with divorcees, and, you know, maybe some of our listeners will reach out to you after this program. And in terms of, you know, getting in contact with you, how would they do that?
Well, I do have a website. It is www.tawnlowe.com. It's currently under construction, but should be up by Saturday. You can also give me a phone call at 202-497-0132, and I'm also can be reached via email, and that's Tawan Lowe, again, tawanlowe@comcast.net.
And, of course, you can also connect with Ms. T or Tawan at this show's Facebook page. You can just do a search for Relationships 360, and we should come up, so you can connect with her that way. And, of course, I'll be blogging about this show as well. So I'll put her info in my blog post at www.relationships360blog.com. And, of course, as is custom on this show, we like to give something away to a lucky listener that is the winner of a random drawing. You are giving away a book that you have an affinity for. Tell us about the name of the book and, you know, just give us a brief synopsis of what it's about.
The book is called Love and Respect, and it's the love, it has subtitles, The Love She Deserves and The Respect He Needs. And it really just talks about relationships, and it talks about what a woman needs in a relationship and what a man needs in a relationship. And it brings to point that some of the things that I think most men and women don't know, and that is that men are here to stroke women emotions, and women are here to stroke men egos, and that is one of the things that we don't do very well in a relationship. So it talks about that and how you can do that and how it can help sustain and make for a healthy relationship. It's actually a very excellent book. The author name is Scroggins. I don't have the first name with me, but it was recommended to me by a participant at a workshop that I was doing, and I went out and I got the book, and I read the book in 2 days. It was actually phenomenal. So whoever's the winner there will get it. You will love it. Very good points. And it's just very true. If we could see how what our roles are with each other in a relationship, identify them and stick with them, we can have successful relationships.
Awesome. And again, to get that copy of the book, we only have one to give away. We want you to sign up for the Relationships 360 email list. And, of course, you know, if you don't win, you're still going to get a gift from me from Relationships 360 to help you to repair, build, and maintain a quality relationship, which is the goal of this program. Again, go to www.relationships360blog.com. There's an area at the top of the site where you can just enter your name. Just first name is fine, and your email address. And we want you to click on the confirmation link. After you enter that information, that confirmation link will come to your inbox. Click on that. Boom, you're in the list. And we're going to give you until Monday at midnight to do that, and we're going to pick the winner on Tuesday of next week. That's Monday, May 23rd, picking the winner on Tuesday, May 24th, and we'll notify the winner by email and give them instructions on how to get their hands